Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how y'all doing today? How y'all doing again? Good evening, good morning. Depends on where you at on the globe as we continue with this Why Not Learn? That's the today's topic is Why Not Learn? You know, why not learn and earn your way? And this is for all those leaders. Those leaders who's considered to call themselves black when the reality of being black is not true. The word is not in its original form. It's an English word which leads to let you know, which leads to let you know that it was translated or weakened for a purpose. This purpose was for the continual rule or control of a people to have an opposite of the same for division and for the war and fighting. So they say white and black. When those who claim to be white is no or not white, and those who claim to be black is not black. But those who coined the phrase black power and use the colors of red, black, and green, and those who coined the phrase of white power and use flag of red, white, and blue, all those are divisions of the same thing. And the common denominator of both is people or humans. So you have those who lead and they want to be a nunch or a notch over. So they call themselves with a elite title. The word elite and the word title is the same letters. Okay, getting to letters and alphabets and the construction of words from the circle and the square geometry and the tone and the definition of words, we must find a common denominator. Why not learn? Okay, so what's being done is those who have taken control, C-O-N-T-R-O-L, which is C-O-N-T, is continual, R-O-L is role or rule, continual rule, control, by way of dictation, by way of laws that they authored and now become the authority. So you have those who say, well, let's just go back 20 years ago. You had those who say that they met a man who say that he was your uncle and he had a message for you and he gave it to another man and this man taught what he did and gave people hope. But at the same time, this man was given hope and started a nation and coined the phrase black or let others coin them black, whatever way it was. Then you have those other people dealing in religion who gave hope about 20 years ago, 30 years ago. We'll say Reverend Ike. He gave hope. And then you had Father Divine. He gave hope. You had Elijah Muhammad. He gave hope. You had Marcus Garvey. He gave hope. Then you had other representations, you know, dealing not only in America, which was Ethiopia, Haile Selassie, and he was given the title and recognition by the English government and the respect for who he was in Ethiopia. And all that is fine. Then you have the Ashanti people in Africa. You got people in the Congo. You got people in South America. You got people in South Africa. All these are melanated people. Some of them say that they're brown. Some of them say that they're black. Why not learn? Why not come up with a global plan? You have those who sit, first it was called the League of Nations, and now it's called United Nations, and they swore to pull up the guns and pull out the plow and farming and feeding and making sure that people have protection and food and medicine, and not to be brutally hostile, treating with humanity. So you have these places, but they needed to be updated because it's 24 hours in a day, and even though the day is broken up in different time zones, much more work towards healing, helping the globe can be done. It's a lot of waste of time because those people that have put themselves in control, in authority, by way of trickery, and those who have said that they were leaders led us into the slaughter. This can be seen, but many do not say. Now, the reason why that they led us into the slaughter is because people trusted them. Certain people was charismatic, orientators, they could speak very well, and they had unity, they had people following them, so other people followed those who followed them. They were uniform. Uni means one, form as far as dress. So they had their uniforms. Some of them was marching around as soldiers, but never fought the battle of righteousness. They never taught the right ingredients. They taught subjects, making people subjected to that which was in control. They took their own concept and their selfishness and greed and helped the minimum that they could in order to make an economic reality for themselves. They partnered with those who was for years was looking for help so it can come off their shoulders. And to help others, the person in leadership stepped up, and they couldn't do it. They didn't say they couldn't do it. They continually led the people into the slaughter. First of all, is a natural way of doing things, and then there's an unnatural way of doing things. So the information that was given to the leaders who coined themselves black, information that would keep them running in the circle, chasing their own tail. The reward of those leaders only rewarded those who were in their immediate surroundings or those who were taking care of business and they ate off the table of those who considered themselves the new kings, the new teachers, the new imams, reverends, and whatever title that they took. This because throughout time in America, this was the normal way to do it. They had people passing successorship to their children because they were saying that's the bloodline. They couldn't get past one generation, two generation. They couldn't get past the lie that was fed to them. So they continue to try to outsmart those who wait patiently to hear what I'm saying today. So those that were born 20 years ago or even 25 years ago that today stands up and reiterate the dumb things that their parents said because they were in leadership, leading the people astray, doing things that was not morally right, but nobody said anything about it because that was the way people did things. Coming up from slavery, there was no method. There was no way for checks and balances. The only way was with time, experience, and those who were dedicated or what we call faithful, those who used faith, those who believed, used their belief to do good deeds and tried the love that was spoken about and written in the scriptures and used the method of those that came from the family of Abraham, if they were saying shalom, if they were saying salam, if they were saying hallelujah, if they were saying namaste, if they were saying peace, if they were saying hello, and their intentions were to help straighten out the lies and help those who were servants, indentured servants, slaves, those who came here to America to build a better reality, those who left their country to come to America. Some people were already here, and now they're looking for help. They have been through atrocities, living on reservations. We have not forgot you. Some people came over here from the islands of this continent. We have not forgot you. Came over here and you blindly to wander on into the trap that you are now living in today. Working three jobs and doing this and doing that and getting into the monetary system, but didn't understand that those that was here had a plan. And the plan was, why not learn? Why not learn how to live in love? Why not learn the simple prayers of forgive our trespasses as we forgave those who trespassed against us so we can move on? Why do people in leadership reiterate? Because they have not the art of negotiate, illiterate. and their job is to always be in opposition towards the other side, which is white against black, black against white. And those in the middle, which they coin as mulatto or new breeds, those are the ones that is said to be put in place, feel sorry for them, or people could like them, or people could look up to them because they are considered to be both white and black, when in reality there is no white and there is no black. And that's what people have to understand. It's Aswad, it's Lynette, see, it's pale, it's leprosy, it's medical terms, it's biblical names to what we see today. That's why the trichnology is deal with imagery on how they take the melanated or the color out of art and make everything appear to be whitish. Pretty soon they're going to tell you that Martin Luther King was white in his pictures. They're going to tell you that. They're working on it. They already got other leaders that are what they call red bone or mulattoes, you see, and they're going to tell you. And the reason that they got that position, because they don't want the global experience. They don't want the melanation. They don't want those who have all the melanation in the skin to the fullest. So they want to say black power, but by saying black, you're saying block, because you need to be saying Aswad. Because when you say Aswad, then you're going to go to Morocco. Then you're going to go to the Nile in Egypt. Then you're going to go to Ethiopia. Then you're going to go to all the places that they separated by maps, invisible boundaries that you upheld, and you say, oh, I come from here, I come from here. Being that saying that you come from some place that's physical. You come from a physical place. You come from the Congo. You come from South. No. The body may have been in that location, but when you start to learn, as I will teach you, the truth and the facts that's not present in your programming, the facts is that when you breathe, it's grown by the breathing of the womb man, and the air travels all around the world. The dust particles in the air, which makes the skin. So just because your feet, which they call feet, or your limbs, which they call limbs, is on a place that they call what they call, that don't make you that person. That's why you have to look beyond the find yourself. And when you find yourself, you'll find yourself inside that body. You'll find yourself as energy that they call a soul. And they say the word soul, S-O-U-L, for L-U-O-S, which is lose. So they lose you inside that body, which is the vehicle, which is your dense part that was loaned to you from the earth. That is a living organism called Gia. And that's why they say geology, G-E-O, for Geo, for G-E-A, for the earth. That's breathing, pulsating, crying, that's giving birth. See, the trees bearing witness, the leaves giving energy, the bees bearing witness, the animals bearing witness to the things that you're doing while you have been dealing from the natural through a vent. A vent, V-E-N-T, and then to shun, and then shun, to bring something in, invent it, to bring it in like a vent into society, to distract you. It took 20 years for people to walk around looking in a box. The first box was the idiot box, which they called tell lies with vision. And people broke their neck and got programmed through that. And now we have the computer over your natural ways and putting you in an artificial virtual reality. But your leaders have not got you out of the situation. They tell you about your greatness. And they tell you about what you used to do. But presently, they're not addressing the situation that you're in because they do not know how to fix it. They have lied to you continuously. That's the name of the game. They're con artists. So if you got a name and put people's name out there because they still have a chance to make amends for what they do. Of course, what they don't have, the longer they take, the shorter their chances of recuperating. They cut off what they call longevity. They cut off what's reality. At one time, they said to eat one meal a day, you would be able to survive. That was a good plan. But did people stick with that plan? Some people say make prayer five times a day. That was a good plan, too. But did they stick with that plan? And did they learn what they learned? And did they try to learn all the scriptures? Did they treat people good? Why not learn? That's what we're talking about. Why not learn what you need to learn so you won't feel bad about who you are and what you need to do? You still have a chance. A lot of you are tainted. Only way made possible is you submit yourself as a child and learn all over again. And then you will find a position because it will be given unto you things to do to help in this new movement. Every generation is different. Is many of you good on the outside? Is in uniform? But your mental is gone, plus you don't know. So if you don't know, that means you're not in the now. If you're not in the now, you're not dealing with reality. You let those people lie to you and tell you it don't make a difference to learn the rules of the federal constitution, to learn the laws and the rules of the state constitution, to learn the laws and the rules of the city ordinances and be a part of the city and town hall meetings and knowing who represents you. Then you have those who say, well, we're not a part of this. But you are. You've been lied to. Because you live in another man's lie. And those who lie, they are like the spider. They spin a web of lies, and they get entangled in their own lies. You only can fool the people for a little bit of time. You may fool them for one generation, and then you fool them and their children. But that third and that fourth generation, They're going to be watching you. Just like we had to sit back and let you burn out. All you leaders, let them burn out. Because they're not talking the truth. And we have too much work to do in this generation so we can renegotiate our presence, not only in America, but everywhere around the world. So I ask, why not learn? Why not take your time to learn? Because the program that you have is a destructive program. The things that you're doing each day doesn't make sense. It's not going to help you. It's not, you're not dealing with your deliverance or salvation. All you're dealing with is that which will keep you going around in a circle. We have to disengage from the foolishness, from the lies, from the sports, from the style and fashion, from the clubs, from the drugs, from the lies, from the voluntary servitude. If some of you have signed contracts to work for organizations, some of you who give up your money, your inheritance, for something that is not real. And once you begin to see the reality of who you are and your vows that you have affection that has been given to us through the scriptures, and deal with the civil laws so you can help maintain and be a part of the legislation, be a part of your judicial system, and be a part of the branch that makes the executive decisions, the 12 cabinets. Until you take your time to do what you need to do, and why not learn and learn from that which is real. Because like the grass, all the lies that have been told by those who claim to be will fade away. I'm Skate Master Spark, I-9, Gabriel the 19th. You don't hear society, Midwest boss. And take care of yourself and get back with me. Peace.